Tired of your friends making fun of your terrible music taste? Listen to Motown Mornings on the Line, 90.7 FM, from 6 to 9 every morning. Al Green, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, the best of Motown delivered straight to your home without you having to have any sort of knowledge whatsoever about Motown. Impress your friends, impress your enemies. They'll never know the difference. Motown Mornings on the Line, 90.7 FM.
JSG Ventures, LLC, is proud to support the Homebrew Music Show and its dedication to enlightening new generations by celebrating the abounding history of music. Located in Pleasant Gap, JSG offers storage for RVs, campers, boats, and other vehicles. For information, please leave a message or text 814-571-8997. That's 814-571-8997.
Check out the all-new Cartman Lane.
Back to the music in 60 seconds on the Line, 90.7 FM.
This is a Bicycle Safety Minute brought to you by the State College Bicycle Ambassadors.
Riding a bike is a ton of fun, but safety is critical. After age 12, you don't have to wear a helmet, but accidents affect bicyclists of all ages. Bicycle helmets prevent 60% of fatal bicycle-related head injuries and 85% of non-fatal head injuries. This is your head in a helmet.
Happy slappy.
This is your head without a helmet.
Uh-oh. Ah!
Wear a helmet.
You betcha!
Want to get the word out about your group or event? The Line 90.7 FM airs public service announcements for student organizations, community groups, and charitable events. To request a public service announcement, log on to thelion.fm and click PSAs. The Line 90.7 FM can help your group or event be a great success.
Keep it locked on the Line 90.7 FM.
Hey everybody, this is Sister Sylvie coming to you from the Line 90.7 FM. Listening to the Homegrown Music Show, and we're in the last hour, and actually in the last half hour. And if you're just tuning in, I have local musician Kyle Pickett here in the studio. We're chatting about his musical career and having a nice time playing some of his music that he's been on. And we did some solo stuff as well as stuff with the Beverage Brothers Band. And now I think we're going to move and talk about the Meanies, a band that he was with Devo. And first of all, I know that you had told me the story about how you came up with the name Meanies. Okay, and then let's talk about Devo for a moment. All right, so can you tell everybody how Meanies came from, the name Meanies came from?
Well, we were going to be the Blue Meanies. From the Beatles thing, I guess, was their thought. And another band already had that name. So we just said, all right, we're the Meanies then. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
And Meanies spelled M-E-E-N-I-E-S?
I think so.
Okay, all right. So none of that's important then. Yeah. Okay. But very cool with the name, okay. And then Devo. Let's talk about Devo. Can you share with everybody who's listening who Devo was?
He was a lot of the reason. Well, you know, there was only four of us in the band, and like I said before, the band came alive on stage. That was a very alive stage band, and you know, between me and Devo and the other two guys, it would not.
You can talk into the mic more.
It would have not been the same mm-hmm. without Devo. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
So he did some crazy stuff. You want an example?
Well, first of all, I think Devo had diabetes, right? And that was like a big part of his story, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yes, but, he did.
Yeah.
Well, I think I mentioned to you before about that one show we did. It was at a frat house, and Devo had cast on both his feet, sitting in a wheelchair with an IV stuck in his arm with the IV thing next to him, singing, doing the gig. I mean, you don't see that every day.
Yeah, he was no. He was dedicated, man. You know, yeah. You know, up there was with the IV and the, you know, whatever it
crazy.
Is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Uh huh.
And then let me give you another example why the band was cool. We did an outdoor show up in Snowshoe with like four other bands, and the Meanies were one of them. And so Devo came out. He had long hair, and he came out.
Long blonde hair, right?
Well, light brown.
Light brown, okay.
I'll say.
Okay.
And he came out in like a monk robe, okay? So we started playing, and he had picked this certain song to do this. He had brought a girl to cut his hair, okay? So while I'm ripping away on the guitar in the middle of this song, he sits down, the girl brings a chair out, and shaves his head right in the middle of the show, shaves all his hair out till he's totally bald. Then he gets up when it's his turn to sing again. He throws the monk robe off, and he's wearing like surfer baggies, and that's it. So we went from a long-haired monk to a bald surfer dude right on stage. It was something.
Wow. You know, well, Devo was always legend, you know. Like I said, I've been in this town for a long time, always heard about Devo, you know, and people loved him. And
yeah, I can't figure that one out yet. I don't know why they did.
but it was evident for me, you know, like, because, you know, people thought he was cool, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, some of these stories, like, I mean, he's legendary. Do you remember what year he passed?
No, mm-hmm. It wasn't too long. I don't know.
Yeah,
5 years ago. I'm only can guess this because time flies so fast anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could. I'm glad we could remember Devo.
Yeah.
On the air, on the radio.
I liked smashing the TVs on stage. That was one of my favorite Meanies. Things to do.
Is that right?
Yeah. I remember we were doing an outside show at Tussie Mountain. We were on before a band called Box. And they like to play barefoot and stuff and all that. Well, at the end of our show, we would play a tune that's on the CD you have called Junk on TV. You could actually play that one.
Okay.
And so we'd end the show with that. I would turn my guitar up. I'd lean it against my amp. Just let it feed back. Just, you know, make mm-hmm. sound. And the rhythm section would hold this pocket. And me and Devo, I would have a baseball bat. Devo would have a mic stand. And we would proceed to smash a television right on the stage. And I'll never forget because George Powell was doing sound, I think. And I just heard him when he when he saw us put the TV down, he saw me get the bat, and Devo pick up the other end of his mic stand. I just heard from the sound booth, oh, no, don't, no. And, of course, that didn't stop us.
Uh-huh.
So they had to clean off the stage for the barefoot guys and all that.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't care, dude. We were pumped. That's adrenaline. That's adrenaline creating stuff.
Uh-huh.
Busting stuff up. I understand why like the Who and bands do that. It's fun.
Well, yeah. Well, I was going to say, so you said Junk on TV. And
yeah.
So I want to let everybody know that Kyle Pickett had given me a CD of the Meanies, but it was all like one long track. So I'd split it up. And I don't have the names of the songs. And for some of them, I was able to come up with my own titles.
Mm-hmm.
But I did label some of these things. I have to be careful because there are words I can't really air. But is the one that I labeled "Why Don't You Open Up Your Eyes"? Is that the junk on TV?
No.
No. Okay. There's one called "Cheerleader Thighs" that I had, and then right. "Crack Horse Scrub" is another one.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's number five.
No.
So
junk on TV is at the bottom side of the album.
Okay.
On track wise.
Okay.
And so is 5 o'clock buzz, which I think you could play.
Okay. I'm gonna start playing track number five. All right. And then, cause I'm pretty sure that one's clean, you
okay.
know? And were these like live recordings from the bar?
No. We actually recorded them at my old studio in Meshannon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna do number five, and then I know I want to play Scumbag because that's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
All right, so
I want to do a shout out to Ronnie Wasco, who's the bass player for the Meanies. Hey, Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. Shout out to Ronnie. And so cool. All right, so I'm pretty sure that this is the one I can play. All right, so cross our fingers, and we'll be back. Okay, so this is all right. I'm gonna say track five. 5 o'clock buzz, you said?
Yeah, I don't know if it's track five, though.
All right, well, we'll try. Okay, so here we go. Here on the line. Well, this is the beauty of live radio. We just don't know until
we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. All right, keep it exciting. Here we go.
Talking, you're talking. You're talking, keep talking, but there's no one listening.
Right. And that, you know, you're on the line 90.7 FM, Homegrown Music Show with Sister Sylvie. And that was The Meanies with Devo. And though that song was not 5 o'clock buzz, it's called No One's Listening. And I have Kyle Pickett here in the station. Mm-hmm. And we were just rocking out together to the song. Great song, you know. And I got a message from somebody, and I'm gonna just read it because it's so cool, and I'm so glad that, you know, you're here talking about your music and also talking about that part of your music career where you work with Devo, you know. And so somebody wrote, "Wow, Dave, you used to live in a building with him on West College. I actually think I lived in that same building because I have this vague memory of Devo introducing himself to me and shaking hands with him. I'm pretty sure, you right. know, like, because it was, this person wrote, he had a Harley Davidson that would take 30 minutes to get started every morning at 7 a.m. What a trip, Devo. Do you remember that?
No.
No, you don't. You didn't live in the building, you know, so. It's so cool to remember him. Like I said, he was pretty legendary in this town, you know. And so
we had fun.
Yeah. And so with the Meanies, did you guys co-write? Did David have a big turn?
To tell you the truth, Ronnie Wasco wrote most of the words. And Devo sang them,
uh-huh.
And we wrote the songs.
Okay, well, cool. I mean, like, sang them passionately, like they were, you know, his own, I will say, you know.
Ronnie Wasco was the one with the sick head, you know, writing all the sick words.
Well, like I said, you know, I had considered maybe airing the one that I had labeled as blindfolded, right. You know, but like and so
that's a good one.
There was one part of it that I wasn't really sure
I think there might be some bad words in there.
Well, just, you know, there's some explicit stuff going on in the story.
Oh,
that, like,
yeah, it's great.
So like, yeah, we could listen to it maybe on our, I wanted to check it out with the folks before I did so, yeah. but anyway, but
that's,
yeah,
a good song.
Yeah, raw and honest, you right. know. And so, yeah, so, you know, what do you want to talk about the other members in your band, what they were like?
Well, there's really not much to say. Ronnie, it's just Ronnie. Been playing bass in State College forever. Mm-hmm. Original Queen Bee bass player and stuff. Played with AAA Blues Band for years.
Wow.
And
they're still playing.
But
you know?
He would play with me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play with anyone anymore.
But yeah, but AAA is playing still.
AAA
is
still there.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. And and then there's probably one more member.
The drummer.
Mm-hmm.
But we started with a different drummer, and then the recording was done by my friend Joe Ray, who did the album with us. So shout out to Joe Ray too.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joe Ray.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, did you all have similar musical influences, or were you all different?
I don't know. I think the differences is what made it special. The little differences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all weren't far different in age, so our influence was, you know, a certain age you get influenced a certain way. Depending, I don't know what to say about that, but yeah, I'm sure there's different influences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be. But when we got together, we just wrote songs, rock and roll.
Rock and roll drove it all.
Let's get it done.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, so I know that you're very fond of the song Scumbag, you know,
yes.
And so we'll play that again, you know, with with Dave-O on the vocals, you on the guitar, Ronnie on the bass.
I think it's one of his best vocal things.
Uh-huh.
And plus, the music is a different time signature, which, you know, to me is different. Because most rock and roll is pretty much 4/4, you know. There's bands that do go off on time signatures, but for me it was a different feel to do that. And Ronnie was the one that was great at creating these time signature feels. So that's why I enjoyed it so much, playing the different feel of a different time signature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why I like the song too. Plus, I love the words. And I get to rip.
Mm-hmm.
What more could you want?
Mm-hmm. Do you wanna say one of the lyrics that you like the best?
That song?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or we could just let people listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's too many.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna play Scumbag by the Meanies, and a band where Kyle Pickett and Dave-O and Ronnie Roscoe and say the drummer's
Joe
name.
Ray.
Joe Ray. You know. Okay.
All
right. Some old Stay College stuff. So you guys are in for a treat. Okay. So this is Scumbag.
Daughter to the clinic for her methadone, cause it interferes with his watching of the Flintstones. Scumbag! His ex-wife wanted money for to buy some bitching clothes, but he got himself an 8-ball and he put it up his nose. Now he went down to the drive-in where the high school kids were pot, sold them saccharine tablets, told them that was microdot. Scumbag! Stole his mother's car cause he was running short of dough. Took it to a chop shop and he traded it for blow! Thank you.
the cops can buy his jive. Ratted out his buddies, now they're doing 3 to 5. Come back! Yeah! Yeah! Took his girlfriend to the strip joint and he threw her up on stage. Drank up all her chips while she was dancing in a cage! Rifle gang came down the street looking to attack. All but him got their skulls caved in cause he didn't watch their back. S-C-U-M-B-A-G, that is how you are to me.
Okay, we are back here on the line 90.7 FM, and you go ahead.
You gotta laugh at that.
Well, that, good times, right? So that I will say, probably the bar music was never the same, you know. After that,
well, they wouldn't let us play everywhere.
No.
So, you know, the women's league tried to get us fired from every gig in town.
Okay.
Because we had a poster. It had King Kong holding the lady up with like a torn up dress.
Uh-huh.
Some reason that offended them.
Okay.
We don't understand.
The King Kong?
Yeah.
Well, that was like in the movies, right?
Yeah.
So, that was a movie kind
of. We used it on a poster and we put the posters around town and the Women's League in State College went to the bars and said, fire them meanies.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked on some of them, right?
I don't know. Davo had to go to a meeting.
Oh, okay.
A meanie meeting with all the meanie women.
Yeah. So... Let's move on from that topic on the radio. All right. So, but anyway, in terms of just how energetic and I don't know, as you were saying, Zappa-esque that song was. Yeah.
To me,
guitar work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I was going to say, you know, it's been fun talking about, you know, all the music that you've done. Right. Mm-hmm. Is any of the Meanies music available?
Only through me.
Mm-hmm. And how do people get in touch with you if they want to? Because I know that you want to play gigs.
Yes, I do. I don't know. Email me, I guess.
Okay. I'll say your email address then.
Yeah.
It's Kyle Pickett 25. And so KYLE. PICKETT 25 at gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll check that.
Mm-hmm. And so you're still playing guitar and still doing rock and roll.
Well, not since COVID thing, but.
But you're still playing guitar at home, right?
I can still play, yes.
Yes.
I ripped it up at my birthday party.
Yes, just last weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. You know, as long as you're playing, that's the important thing. Keep your lifelong love of playing guitar up.
Well, you can't quit. real musicians just die.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they just never quit. Right. They keep playing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're physically incapable.
Mm-hmm. So, well,
two options: die or can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad you're still playing. You play some amazing guitar there.
I'm pretty good still.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, I thank folks for tuning in here to the Lion 90.7 FM Homegrown Music Show. And I was going to say, I know you wanted to do another legal ID, right? And so I'm going to let you do that. And I'm going to close out with your song Lover, which we did not play earlier on, but I think we have enough time to do that. So whenever you're ready, Kyle.
You want me to do that thing again?
Yeah, because we're on the air right now.
This is Kyle Pickett.
Take your time. We're good.
You are listening to The Lion, 90.7.fm, WKPS State College, Pennsylvania. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. All right. So, hey, folks, thanks for joining Sister Sylvie here on the Line, 90.7 FM, WKPS. The first time here in the station and here with Kyle Pickett. And so take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And aloha, peace and love. And this is Lover. And see you next weekend. I'm not sure what's going on. I might be on a road trip. I'm not sure. But I will keep you guys posted on Facebook. All right. So here we go. Lover.